Welcome to the Fit for Life radio show presented by Frontline Sports Center right here on 98.5 FM The Wire. Talking about sports, health and wellness, entrepreneurship, and our faith. We're bringing your barbershop and hair salon conversations to the radio. So don't you dare touch that dial. Tell everybody you know to tune in to the Fit for Life radio show happening right now. Get ready to be fit for life.
Yeah, you know we gonna set it off. Yeah, you know we gonna set it off. Yeah, you know we gonna set it off.
What up, what up, what up? This is your boy Nathan J. Shaw Jr. and we're back again with the Fit for Life radio broadcast right here on 98.5 FM The Wire, presented by Frontline Sports Center and sponsored by Simply Healthcare Plans. We're so excited to be back on the radio again today. Listen, every single week we have such an amazing, amazing show, and this is absolutely no different. But I want the listening audience to truly get an understanding of what's going on in and around the life of Frontline Outreach, in and around the life of Youth Empowerment Project. There's some amazing historic things happening right in our backyard, and I think it's important that we celebrate things as they come about. And so Frontline Sports Center news, again, we talked about this on last week, but we have, this is historic. These are two high schools that are actually using the Frontline swimming pool as their home facility, their home swimming pool, and that's Jones High School and Maynard Evans High School are coming together to use their the swim team are using our facilities in Frontline Sports Center to be their home facility, and they're actually working with each other. They're actually training with each other. The coaches awesome. Are actually teaching together, and it's so phenomenal to see that actually happening. Because yeah, we had that school pride, and we have you know Jones High, E High, but just to see that coming together is such a phenomenal thing. In addition, the Jones basketball team will be coming and doing some practicing at Frontline Sports Center. But I have to acknowledge that Frontline Sports Center is partnering with Pepsi on a skills challenge. This is for any businesses that want to be a part. Pepsi have so many different businesses going to be a part of Frito-Lay, I think Walgreens. We're working on the Orlando Police Department, Sheriff Department, just different organizations is coming together. It's 10 players per team, and it's a skills challenge. So they'll be doing swimming challenge, they'll do a kayak challenge, there'll be a tug of war challenge, a volleyball challenge. We're partnering with Orlando Magic to do a basketball challenge, three-point shootout, like the skills challenge like they do in the NBA All-Star game. So if you have a team, if you have a business and you want to enter that business into this competition, it's also a fundraiser for Frontline Outreach, but it's such a worthy cause. So many amazing things happening at Frontline, and this is a chance to actually build your team. We're going to be talking about today in the segment something around work-life balance, and these are some of the things that you can do in your business to bring a level of balance to that business, to be a part of this challenge, support an amazing cause. And so if you want to do that, you can go to www.frontlinesportscenter.org. That's www.frontlinesportscenter.org, and you can register your team to be a part of the skills challenge. It's happening October 27th, so you still have time. It's going to be amazing. Again, Pepsi is sponsoring it. You get to interact with all of these different businesses. It's going to be phenomenal. I encourage you, your team, and even if you don't have a team, if you have a group of people that want to register, you can do that, and you might be able to win a trophy and a prize. Finally, I'm excited. I have to admit that I'm very excited. This is, I guess it's a shameless plug, but I am the founder of Youth Empowerment Project. It's an after-school program, and I have an announcement, two announcements today. I don't think I mentioned this last week. Well, first of all, one of the things I've been working on for such a quiet time, we're talking about entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. and I've always wanted there to be an elective in schools. So that young people could really understand the inner workings of entrepreneurship, business, the character that it takes to be an entrepreneur, the lifestyle it takes. And so I'm proud to announce that Youth Empowerment Project is now an elective in Legends Academy Charter School. And so we are there Tuesday and Thursdays all day. We meet with fifth graders, sixth graders, seventh graders, and eighth graders. Y'all pray for me. And it is absolutely phenomenal. So we're actually going through my book right now, Journey to Purpose, is a teen guide to help young people identify, activate, and walk in purpose. And we've been talking about process, the process of becoming working in purpose, and then we've been talking about their passions. And so that's where we're starting, and we're going to get into financial literacy, we're going to get into vocational training and video graphics design and social media, and they're going to be actually managing some things for Legends Academy. So I'm so excited. And finally, I promise, the last plug, Youth Empowerment Project's after school program starts today. It starts today from 3:30 to 8 p.m. It'll be Monday through Friday. Young some people will get a chance to have a real world business. They run their own clothing line and apparel line. Again, we do financial literacy. We do something called attain and apply, because it's one thing to be an entrepreneur, but it's a whole nother thing to actually understand how to balance being an entrepreneur, how to balance your lifestyle. And we want to teach them early, because it's unfortunate that sometimes they don't get that training early when it comes to financial management, when it comes to being able to dream and be creative. And so we're excited to start that today. It starts today at 3:30 p.m. So you actually have a chance for your child to still be a part. We only taking 40 spots and it's almost filled up. But you can go to www.youthep.org. That's www.youthep.org. And you can actually register your student to be a part of the after school program. It does come with a parent interview, because we want to make sure that the students want to be there and they want to actually excel. And so anyway, I just had to make sure that I shared the amazing news, this Pepsi Sports Challenge coming October 27th, today starting the Youth Empowerment Project after school program. And so we're just so excited about those things that are happening. We want you to be a part of the conversation. You can call in at 407-369-8555. Again, that's 407-369-8555. This is a radio show where we're unapologetic, unafraid, and unashamed to talk about the things that we are set to talk about. We talk about sports and sports. We talk about health and wellness. We talk about faith. We had a phenomenal panel last week with some amazing pastors, but we also talk about entrepreneurship. And I'm excited to announce that every second Monday will be the Entrepreneur's Corner. And it's not going to just be me by myself. Of course, we got the amazing Sarai that's in the building. Made it. Evans High School graduate. This, she get tired of me saying it. At high school graduate, she is now a Valencia College student in communications, and she is working in that field. So excited about her. But it's not just me. I have an amazing, fabulous, wonderful, talented, gifted co-host, Miss Lena Graham Morris, and I am so excited to have you with our segments. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Nathan, and you. Just kudos to you for always just making it happen, especially for the youth in the community.
It's all about the young
people. You're amazing, and what you're doing is amazing. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm not going to introduce her yet, but our guest here today is very special to me. But the reason why I think that this is important today, so we're talking about entrepreneurs. Can you have it all?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Can you have it all? And we get so excited with being entrepreneurs, and we want to succeed, that we just go and go and go.
Right.
And a great example that we don't want to follow, I don't know if you remember Arianna Huffington, who's a founder of Huffington Post. And about in 2007, she woke up in a pool of blood because she was so tired, so exhausted that she passed out, right? And it came to her. She was sleep deprived. And myself, I have worked myself into the hospital from being an entrepreneur. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And so when I met this young lady, she helped me understand that there's some myths going on, right? So I want to introduce to you, we have in the building today, Demetria Hill Sloan of Vantage Point Coaching, founder and executive coach. My executive coach has helped me change my life. So welcome, Demetria.
Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah. I'm so excited to be here. And this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart, because I too am an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
So I have my own business, started my own business. And so I like to practice what I preach.
Absolutely.
So you know what, Demetria, when I ventured back into, you know, one of my goals was to get back into school. And so when I did my technical difficulties. Okay, so when I did my entry piece in and I did my time audit, they were like the automated system was like, no. And so, and it was like, no, like, this is not even possible. And so it really took all the things you had been telling me. I had to take it to heart, because I'm like, wow, we really do. I know I'm team too most. Team do the most.
Yeah.
And
team do the most, team too much, team whatever, you name it. She on that team, right?
So this lady has helped me, because I remember in one of our first coaching sessions, I was telling her everything I was doing and I was laying it out. I was very, you know, and she was like, okay, like, well, when are you going to eat? And when are you going to, you know, spend time with your husband? You know?
Then that's powerful. And I got to chime in right now, because you mentioned about going to the hospital because of work. And I actually had an experience myself where very young, you know, doing what I loved in graphic design. I was part of a company, but I was at my mother's house, and I remember sitting on the sofa, and I remember getting up, and the next thing I remember is being in the hospital.
Wow.
Oh, I don't remember anything else. And what they said was they found me on the floor, kind of in an awkward position, and I don't remember anything but waking up in the hospital. And so from there, that was one experience, and I had another experience where I was trying to do some working out, whatever, but I wasn't sleeping well, and I ended up in the hospital again for another week and a half. A lot of people didn't know, but again, they said it was stress. Now, before that first situation, they said it was stress. Now I'm maybe 24 at the time. What do I have to be stressed about? But again, not having that balance caused that situation. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, see, this is where it gets sticky, because Demetria does not believe in work-life balance. Do you, my dear?
No, because work-life balance is a myth. I tell people all the time that you've heard of a unicorn, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've heard of the mythical powers of unicorns,
right? Is that
Tiffany
Haddish, black unicorn?
Yeah, she's the black unicorn. But guess what? Unicorns don't exist. Uh-oh. They're something of our imagination.
Wow.
And, you know, work-life balance is something of our imagination. And we just really have to make ourselves a priority. And you know, this morning as I was preparing for this show, I reposted this video on IG that I posted over a year ago, and it's talking about we are so busy doing that we forget to be. And we are human beings, not human doings.
That's good.
And so
say that again.
Yeah, we are human beings, not human doings. Yes. And we spend so much time do, and you be feeling like a bunch of do, right? So because we go too hard too often, and we don't ever take time to just be. And really, a lot of the things that we're doing and we're chasing after, we don't even know sometimes if they're a part of. You talked about purpose earlier and helping the young people understand their purpose. A lot of people who are 40, 50, 60 years old who really have never come to terms or understanding of what their own purpose is.
Yeah.
So you can go really hard after a lot of things that have no meaning or significance for you.
Wow.
And so as I worked with Lena and talked to her the first time, she had this girl got systems. She got calendar systems. She can put it all, plan it all out. And I did ask
her. Shout out to Lena. She was awarded or honored at the African American Chamber event that happened recently for all the amazing work that you have done with them and now going to the next phase of life.
You.
But yeah, just shout out to
Lena. And she's an amazing entrepreneur.
Yeah.
She's an amazing part of her family business and building the legacy. She's done some amazing things. But again, you have to eat, Lena. You have to drink water, Lena.
I'm going to be honest. I was excited for you once I actually were reading up on you because I say I get a personal free session on the radio today.
Oh,
honestly, I need it. You know, I'm in a position. I need it myself because, you know, you know, Youth Empowerment Project is an after school program. Then we have a multimedia company. Then you have responsibility at church, and you have. And how do you balance? So you say that work life is a myth. You know, well, let's dispel the myth.
So one of the things, I have my own philosophy around this, and I tell people, so it is a myth, it is a unicorn, and I use this work play discipline philosophy. So you have to define what is work for you, what is play for you, and so work is anything that's going to require your energy, effort, and your time, and then play are the things that just bring you sheer joy and that renew you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to prioritize all of them.
And it is not as easy.
And it's not as easy sounds. Thing. Because sometimes work for some people, you know,
it's
so
enjoyable.
Yeah, well, let me give you an example. Some people are like, oh, going to the gym is good. For me, going to the gym is work. I go to the gym because I have to be healthy. So it's a part of my healthy lifestyle. So I still have to incorporate that in. Otherwise, then I can't do anything else.
Right.
So it's making a decision about what's work for you, what's play for you, and planning it and organizing out. And one of the things I have clients do, and I did this in a workshop that she and I are kind of putting this program together, is have people do a time audit. Like actually, you know, if you start a time audit.
Wow. Yes.
So you know when you start with a nutritionist or a dietitian, one of the first things you do is they say, hey, go log all the food you eat for the past 3 days or whatever.
Right.
And come back, and then you actually start to put a plan together about what you're taking in versus what you need to be putting out, and you start making some changes. Well, do a time audit.
Wow.
Look at your calendar for the last month of everything that you actually did.
Mm.
list it all out, and then start making some decisions. How many of the things did you actually do and spent time doing that, A, you didn't even want to do in the first place?
Right.
That wasn't your stuff, but somebody else's stuff.
Talk about it.
So some of that stuff you can take on out, because it is taking you away from being your best and most authentic self. So some of those things, they can come off the list.
I want to give a shout out to the people that are listening and watching on Facebook Live, because we have T-Todd Walker Coleman, who's saying, look at my two favorite business women owners. Love seeing this. I got Katrina Shaw and Ivory Smith, two of my family. Shout out to my family. I said I was going to do this. So my family is back home listening. My aunt Katrina Shaw, my uncle who just had a birthday, Tyrone Shaw. Shout out to Tyrone Shaw. My grandmother Martha Shaw, who's the coupon queen, and my grandfather Nathaniel Shaw. Shout out to them. We have Chandra Haynes Walters, and then Shireen D. Smith, who's watching us. And it says it's a must. So I just wanted to shout out to the people who are listening and chime in your questions if you have any questions.
Well, and you know, I took it a step further. So I started to budget my time, mm-hmm. because that will also make you take a step back. So if you think that you have 24 hours in a day and you multiply that times 7, right? And then you think about if you're going to work 40 to 50 and sleep, when you realize how many hours you have left just after you do that, right? It makes you understand that anything that you're spending time on needs to be going directly back to your purpose and your plan.
That's right.
It really brings it home for you. There's another, and I think I shared this with you, Dr. Will Moreland also posted something, and he reminded me of you when he did it. He said he did not believe in work-life balance as well. He believed in work-life harmony, mm-hmm. and you are the conductor of your life. And he gave 3 points. He said, get clear, get on your own time, and communicate. What do you think about that, Demetria? How does that work with what your theory is?
I think it's perfect. I think it's absolutely perfect. So clarity is the first key, right? Because we take on so much other stuff,
right.
and other people's stuff,
right.
and other people's expectations, whether it's from our job, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Because some people are entrepreneurs. They're
right.
working within an organization. They're right. trying to build their thing on the side. Some of them, like our beautiful Sarai's in here, who's a student, who's also trying to build Woo-hoo. Things on the side, right? So you have a lot of things going on. But some of those expectations are outside of your own purpose, right? So you have to get really clear on your purpose. And I'm not saying that you're going to always do everything that you want to. There are going to be some things that you have to do because
right.
they are must do so in order to get you to the next step.
I have to interrupt her.
So you got to get clear on what those
so
are.
I have to interrupt you, because when you talk about getting clear on your purpose, this is someone who you want to schedule a session with.
And let's shout that out. So can you shout out the website? Because a lot of time we do it at the end. What's your website?
Oh, yeah. People can find me at vantagepointcoach.com. You can go to the Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me. I'm easy to find. It's all vantagepointcoach.com. And
you can't miss her hair, right?
lovely hair.
Well, you know, these headphones was messing up my hair flow. I had to move them down here some kind of
way. It's woman pop. Wakanda forever.
Yeah,
Wakanda forever.
Go to vantagepointcoach.com. Schedule a session. Really, when I do take people through a foundation session, they usually have some major aha moments because we slow down enough for you to really get clear on your purpose, your natural gifts and talents, your mission and vision. And I work with people to get clear on that. Once you get clear on that, baby, you are unstoppable, because you trying to bring what do you bring to me? What do you want me to do? Okay, this does not align. Let me move on.
So Lena, would you recommend, because I, you know, one of the things I had in my notes that there's different types of, if you call it the work-life balance, it's a myth, but the different type of situations. You might have the entrepreneur who has other responsibilities. You may have the single mom with 3 kids who, you know, may have 2 jobs and they're trying to balance their life. You may have the family, a mother and father, but the, you know, one is bringing in income, the other may not. There's different situations. So do you recommend, because we're talking about entrepreneurship, do you recommend that be figured out before someone starts their journey to entrepreneurship, finding out what their harmony is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to be clear on that to even understand if it's the path that you should travel. The other thing, you mentioned a few different scenarios of, you know, a partnership, husband and wife. You have to have those discussions up front, because Amen. There are going to be challenges, whether they be schedule wise, time, resources, time, financial. And you need to be very clear with your support system. How does this look?
Yes.
Very clear, or else you cannot you know, talk about balance, you can't integrate balance, you won't even be able to coexist because it gets to be a bit sticky. So yes, you have to have those hard conversations. You, and if you're an entrepreneur or someone who's looking to be an entrepreneur, you need to get very clear with yourself. And then you need to have, so that clarity will help you have the conversations. It's, you don't want to go to someone and not be clear.
Clarity will also help you be honest with yourself, because we have to also know what our patterns and our tendencies are. And so, you know, I know she's a morning person. You know, I know if we're going to get the most productivity, it's going to be done in the morning time. So that's when she has to plan the things to get done. I know for me, there are some days if I'm going after something, I'll go real hard, but then I get my sleep. I've always gotten my sleep. So it's going to come to, so you have to be clear and honest with yourself of just how you even operate if you're going to be an entrepreneur. And you talked about the family and situation. Yeah, there are people that have all type of things that they're managing, but you have to be honest with yourself about what can you really manage.
I have an algorithm for my schedule and any of my assistants that I do. So I try, just for example, this is how I have to break it down to even myself. So Monday, I don't want to do any meetings, right? That's my planning session. So Sunday night going into Monday. Out of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I only want two of those days to be meeting days where I'm going out and meeting. And I prefer for them to be used, fill up one day first, with an hour between, because once you go out and extend your energy, you know, you ever have that happen? You just meeting all over the place.
Right, right.
You know, it's even scientifically proven. Once you disengage from something, it takes 30 minutes to reengage. So, and then like Friday is my catch-up day. But my point is, I sit down and look, okay, and when I'm off kilter, I can tell. And when I don't follow my process, I can tell through my productivity through the week. And I go back and look during the week and say, okay, from the next week and say, okay, what did I get accomplished? What didn't I? So I can make adjustments. And I put everything on my calendar. So I have date night with my husband because, you know I need to give him his time, you know. And
the soldiers say that, well, that's not spontaneous. That's not, what do you say to that? Because you're talking about kind of really planning out your life, even as it relates to relationships.
You can put spontaneity
how do you what do you say to that individual?
You can put spontaneity in, because listen, life is going to happen anyway, so you have to plan it out, right? And the best laid plans can, you know, be turned to dust, right? Depending on what life circumstances happen. But again, you plan it all out, and you are constantly making adjustments. So like she says, every Friday she's making adjustments. If you do that time audit, you start to focus on the things that are most important. And then you're like, okay, this crisis came into play, so I had to address it. This happened, so I had to address it. Oh, you know what? We got some free tickets to go see Beyonce. Right. Guess what? We gonna go, right? And so you make modifications, but if everything is planned, you know where you can make modifications and adjustments.
And let me give you an example too. Sometimes it's not that I'm planning out the evening. I'm planning the evening is blocked, right? Gotcha. So it might be Friday from 4 to whenever. That's blocked because whether we're watching Netflix or if we're going out to
dinner,
the time is blocked. So we can still be spontaneous with that. But, you know, I have it blocked. And I just told someone this the other day, and I stand behind this. Successful people plan, other people manage. So if you find yourself always managing and managing crisis, you don't get to play the hand of your life to the fullest degree. You're always just, I'm managing this, I'm managing that. But by planning, you see an overview. Things are going to happen.
Yes.
But it gives you an aerial view of your life to say, okay, this is happening. This is happening. And it gives you the opportunity to adjust. So when I'm planning my 2 weeks out and I see, like I'll tell Demetria, hey, this exercise just helped me realize there's no way in the world I'll be able to do this the following week because I'm traveling 3 days the week prior. And I know that I'm exhausted after I travel.
You know, one thing that I always say is if you don't live life, life will live you. I tell kids that all the time because a lot of times, you know, I use it for the young people. Mm-hmm. Adults work and plan their play, and kids play and plan their work. And so really understanding that dynamic, but understanding that if you don't have a plan, Benjamin Franklin, what did he say? If you plan to fail, you plan to fail. So we have some other people listening. They're saying, you know, it's so important. Got to keep God first. Take time to be with God as well. Jennifer Reed said, clarity of vision, honesty with yourself and partner, and communication. Communicate. She's just really loving what you guys are talking about. And again, Miss Coleman is saying yes, and not comparing with others. I'm not a morning person. Yes, I have morning routine, yet I'm not the one to start at 5:30 a.m. My work starts at 10 and 10:30. So it's important to understand that everybody has a different flow. And I think you talked about on your website that you believe in custom packages or creating a custom plan for people. And I want to remind people that you can call in at 407-369-8555. Again, that's 407-369-8555. Two dynamic women. If you have questions, you may not be an entrepreneur. You may just be trying to juggle life, juggle family, juggle work, juggle all this. Call in, ask the questions to these amazing individuals. But you talk about custom, creating a custom plan for people. Why is that so very important?
Because we're all different. So I don't do cookie cutter coaching. That's right. So there's programs, there's services, and I don't do cookie cutter. I make adjustments for each individual because you are unique. What I do with Nathan is there might be some similarities, but it's going to be different from what I do with Lena. Mm-hmm. Because Lena's journey is different. What she's bringing to the table is different. What her challenges are different versus what Nathan's is. And so we make adjustments based on you. And, you know, I am very, you know, there's a difference between coaching and consulting. So if you're calling and you want someone to tell you what to do, then find a consultant. But if you want to find out what's best for you and tap into what's inside of you,
I can tell you what to do.
That's what, yeah, she will tell you what to do. I'm going to bring it out of you. Gotcha. So that's what coaches do. Coaches
so
help
it's
you
important
tap
to have,
within yourself.
It's important to have different influences in your life. Correct. That are helping you on your life plan.
Absolutely. But the other thing I wanted to say about this work-life balance myth, I got to throw this out there because I tell this to my clients as well. You know, your mother gave you life. Mm. She did not give you work. Work is a part of your life. Wow. It will always be a part of our life. We will always have to work. But what is at the forefront or should be at the forefront is the life we want to have.
Yeah.
What type of life do you want to have? So what type of legacy do you want to leave behind? What type of impact and influence do you want to have in the world and the world
don't
around
think
you?
Think about that, though.
You yeah. have to. It's not about the work. And then people get so confused, and I've challenged her on this. It's like, oh, I got to make money. It's not money that you're pursuing. It's what the feeling of having that money gives you. Mm. That's a part of the life experience. So what are you really pursuing? Is it freedom? Is it happiness? Is it breaking patterns? Is it stability? Is it breaking patterns of my youth that, you know, we struggled and I don't want to struggle anymore? What are you really chasing? Because when you get clear on what you're really chasing and what you're going after, you can create the type of life you want. Some people, it, you know, in this entrepreneurial pursuit, it's going to be some struggle days.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to deal with those? Yeah. Are you ready to deal with those struggle days?
So you brought something up in regards to we're not chasing money, but I actually had that in my note because that's really what a lot of people are working for. And it's easy to say that, but when again you're that single mother or you're that whatever and you literally need the money to put food on the table, how can you not have that as a focal point when you're I want to ask that question. How do you not have money as a focal point when that's something that you vitally need to live your life? But I think we have a caller on the line. Thank you so much for calling the Fit for Life radio broadcast. Talk to us.
Hi, this is Christina. Hi, Lena. Hi, Demetria.
Hey, sister.
I was calling to ask a question. You know, you talked about your coaching service and how you customize plans, but I'm guessing that there are probably some listeners who would say, I can't afford that. That's just not, you know, you talked about work, play discipline, and when you start to prioritize, they may feel like that is just a financial commitment or a commitment that they're not able to make. What would you say to them, and how do you help them if they feel like, you know, it's a financially difficult thing for them to engage in?
Yeah. The number one thing is, what are you willing to invest in yourself? And that's what I tell people, even if it's around working out.
Are you willing to give yourself an hour of your own time? Because people say, oh, I don't have time for that. No, that's mean you're not willing to invest an hour in yourself. So what are you willing to invest in yourself? And what are you worth? So when you ask me about my services, you have to think about, well, what are you worth? Because if you are the person, because people say, hey, it's about money, right? So, yeah, I want to be a millionaire. I'm in a $1 million pursuit. But you're not willing to invest $100 in yourself? I mean, you really have to be clear. So, you know, thank you for that question, Christine. It is about investing yourself. And sometimes I can meet people at various economic points, right? So there are various economic points that we meet people at. So you have to be willing to invest in yourself to get the return, whether it's from your fitness pursuit, whether it's from your bank account. You can't always be spending money and think it's going to get a return. You're not leaving it in there long enough to grow no interest. So what are you willing to invest in yourself? Coaches, consultants, people who have expertise. You need to invest in people who have expertise, because as we can see, I don't want to talk about politics, but you know, some people think they know everything, and we can see what happens when you think you know everything. You don't. Well, we don't know everything. We need to lean on some other.
Let me give a testimony as well that may help. So I would always see that folks would get coaches, and I never thought, I didn't need a coach. Why do I need a coach?
Because a lot of people may think, you know, again, what life coach versus, you know, mental health. You know, a lot of people don't understand the differences and.
So, you know, I did a consulting piece and Demetria had a package. She said, well, why don't we just try it? But walking through the process helped me get clear and get out of my own head. And I will say that by getting the executive coach, it allowed me to do a total 360 to get where I needed to get in life. So I was one who said, not even, you know, I wouldn't have even put it in my budget because I didn't feel like it was something that I needed to do. I'll also say that Demetria is very, very aware of the entrepreneurial struggle. And that's why she does her Spring into Leadership Conference every year. We have programs. We have a program that we're getting ready to launch, Hustle Smart, that helps with goals and objectives and some self-care. And it's very economical. So if it really, really is a budgetary, from a budgetary standpoint, you need to look at some of the other things that are offered that may be a conference or some of the packages. She has workshops that she offers, and then at least you can put yourself in a position to hear and then start planning for it, right? So planning and budgeting to do it with a purpose in line, and you can in mind, you can do a short term plan.
Absolutely,
with her,
you can do a short term plan. You can do a a laser coaching session, which is just like a 1 hour. You come in with a specific topic. We're going to laser in on that topic, or you can do a foundation session. There are various economic price points, but the bottom line is, when somebody says they can't afford something, it's no, you're not willing to invest in that. You know, I see it with a lot of things. Oh, I can't afford that. But your nails are good, you know, and your weave is tight. So if you're doing that on a regular basis, it's about making the adjustment about what's most important to you. So if your purpose is to look good and not be good, then keep investing in that stuff. Because I am more invested in you being good from the inside out, not the outside.
Listen, y'all, this is real talk. This is real talk on the Fit for Life radio broadcast. We're talking about entrepreneurship and can you have it all. We're going to take a small break, but we're going to be right back with the amazing, lovely co-host Lena Graham Morris and our special guest, Miss Demetria Hill Sloan. Don't touch that dial. Make sure you tell everybody know to listen to the Fit for Life broadcast. We'll be right back after this.
Yo, are you a legend?
Yeah, I'm a legend. Oh my God. If I die, I'm a legend.
Wait. Not that kind of legend. A legend from Legends Academy.
What's Legends Academy?
Legends is a K-8 STEM-focused school that prepares leaders for tomorrow.
Leaders like me?
Yeah, anybody can be a leader. And there are a lot of young leaders out there like us that need a place to prepare.
Then tell them to come out.
If you are a young leader, come out and register at Legends Academy, located at the Hope Center West Campus in the Washington Source community of Orlando, Florida. School hours are from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Be there.
Well, I'm going to slide out there right now.
Yo, my name is Mark.
And this is Laura.
And we are part of the Youth Empowerment Project. YUP is a nonprofit organization that looks to expose students to many opportunities.
We also look to equip students with information and empower youth and young adults to success through professional development.
Some opportunities are field trips and guest speakers.
We learn design, video, social media, and web design.
We also make money from paid internships in our Life Print store.
You can learn more at www.youthep.org. Join us at Frontline Outreach, 3000 CR Smith Street, Orlando, Florida, 32805, second floor.
This is a place where your voice is heard.
Remember, equip, expose, and empower.
And it just keeps going on and on and on. We're back with the Fit for Life radio broadcast. I just again want to shout out the people that are watching us on Facebook Live. Again, Miss Walker Coleman just says she loves watching you all unscripted. We have again Jennifer Reed, we Ivory Smith. We just have all these amazing people. I want to just, you know, because we talk about work life balance, right? Mm-hmm. Myth and everything. I just want to take a little sidebar, What did y'all think about? I know this is off topic, mm-hmm. but the Aretha Franklin funeral. Did anybody get a chance to watch the 6 hour?
Of course,
event,
I had to watch the funeral.
The 6 hour extravaganza.
I
was gonna go there.
I had to watch the funeral. I'm sorry.
The funeral. You got to watch the funeral. You
had
some popcorn.
Had to tune in.
So what would you think about it? I mean, what got me personally was everybody was just pushing their own agenda. Like this was not it didn't feel like, and I've not been a part of these type of funerals before. I remember big funerals like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, but it seemed like they kind of focused on the individual, whereas this was like platform building and talking about politics and talking about, I'm like, what am I listening to, a campaign or celebrating Aretha? What's going on?
So which part you want to talk about? First of all, I knew the day before when they sent out the program, I was like, this is a lie, because I know Bill Clinton. I remember when he spoke at Coretta Scott King's funeral. I was like, he spoke 45 minutes then. So these 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minute segments, that was a lie up front. So I knew that wasn't gonna hold. I was not pleased with the eulogy. Mm-hmm. And that
took a lot of backlash.
I was not pleased with the eulogy because and we had this conversation in my house. It was a reflection of how deeply systemic white supremacy is, and mm-hmm. how we have bought the own Kool-Aid about how our own problems. Mm-hmm. Like no. Mm-hmm. There's some other things. There's some bigger things here going on. And why are you not talking about Aretha?
Right.
Now the performances were on point.
Oh yeah.
Now
yeah.
The performances was on point. And I was blessed enough to see Aretha more than one time. The last time I saw her was at Essence in 2014, I think. I don't know if my cousin LaSonya is tuning in, but we got to be on the front row and see the queen live there. Okay. And so
what's your favorite Aretha song? Real quick, we're gonna go back to the topic. What's your favorite Aretha song?
Ooh, there's so many, but I probably say like Ain't No Way.
Mm. Okay.
Or Call Me.
Hello. Hello.
Mm. Hers is Respect. Y'all know.
Wait a minute.
How
do you spell Respect though?
She was trying not to say Respect.
Is it R-E-S-P-I-C-T? Because somebody said it was I-C-T. That was
Don't talk about L like that. E-C-T.
So last thing. We did have another, I can't call it historic, but the Bobby Brown story came on BET.
Yeah.
I didn't
watch it. I'll go back and watch it. I'll stream it at some point and watch it. Because I was like,
why?
So, I was like, what are we doing? We already did New Edition. What are we doing now? But this is what I know. So I am of an age. So people, when Whitney was like, Bobby was the king of R&B and all of this stuff. Bobby was the hotness in the 90s, the early 90s.
Okay.
She was a Roni.
Yeah, okay. No,
so you might not you be up that age.
Every little step.
But when he came, no, even before then, when he dropped Girlfriend, when he first left New Edition, Bobby was the hotness. There is a span. You go back and get his greatest hits album. Go download Bobby mm-hmm, Brown greatest mm-hmm, hits mm-hmm. and you'll listen. He'd be like, Bobby was kind of hot. You will be surprised mm-hmm. at, so he was the hotness back in the day. But mm-hmm. I do not, I personally don't like the, so again, we talk about life and owning our own life and owning our own stuff. I do not like the flag that he gets or the level of responsibility that people put on him for Whitney's life. Whitney was in charge of her life. Whitney was a grown woman. She made her own choice.
You don't want me to say what I...
This is important. Now, I like to give perspective because I was talking about this with a family member. So we have to look at the different movies that came out that has to do with something around Whitney and Bobby. First one was Whitney, the Lifetime special, which we have to make understand that the family had no ownership of. They didn't want to have anything to do with it. So the perspective of that Whitney movie only came from Bobby because he was the only one that contributed to that story, because the Houston family, you know, disowned it. Then I think we had a Bobby Christina movie, and that again, I don't believe that was with the influence of the Houston family. Then we had New Edition, and New Edition had its perspective, and then we had the Bobby. So all of these movies that have come out about Whitney and Bobby have not had, from what I understand, the contribution of the Houston family. So we have to, you know, monitor that, because a lot of things are saying that Whitney got Bobby into drugs and all this kind of stuff, but that's not from the Houston family.
Well,
that's
I hope Bobby has some money now from all these movies.
Her brother said he started her on drugs.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying the perspective.
Whitney came from Newark. Y'all know what Newark, New Jersey is? Y'all know about Newark? Okay, I'm just leaving it.
I know, but I have some people who are in the entertainment industry who said that he did not. And she was...
He had his demons. She had her demons. And both of them had to own their own demons. And see, that's the thing. Nobody... He was not in control of her life and all of her life choices. So we'd have diverged from entrepreneurship. But, you know, they're great entrepreneurs.
The reason why I did it, because when you talk about life, but work balance, and you talk about on that stage...
She's about to pop.
On your own stage... You are your own whatever it is. So they had the highlight of the whole world, but you have the highlight of your whole community, your whole family, whatever. So, and so how do you balance?
I think it also balances down that get your mind right. Right. So if your mind is not right, and all these things are happening around you, and you cannot stay stable at your core, you're going to falter. And I do not believe that either one of them had their minds right, which as an entrepreneur is critical.
Right. Well, we talked about clarity and being clear and clear on your purpose and your own, you know, why are you even doing this and what are you in this for? A lot of temptations and things are going to come your way when you get to a certain level and certain stage that will take you away from your purpose. But if you remind yourself of what your purpose is on a daily basis, whether that's with daily affirmations, whether that is reading it every day, whether that's
vision board,
sitting down, quiet time, prayer on it, whatever it is, you have to be clear on that and remind yourself of it every day, because things will come your way. And it does happen where, so yeah, we're pursuing money. You said, yeah, the pursuit of money. Right. You get a whole bunch of money. How many lottery winners lose all the money that they win?
That's good.
Right, because they're not clear on who they are or what their even desires are. So you just spinning and chasing after things that have no meaning or significance for you.
I always say that money and power only gives you the platform to really be who you really are.
So, but you have to also remember that substance abuse is filling a gap. And at some validation. So what was it feeling? You know, where was the disconnect? Where was the gaps? That's an entirely different segment, but that is,
it's important because it's part of that. So let me make sure we're clear. So we don't believe in work-life balance. That's a myth, but we believe in harmony in regards to putting the puzzle pieces together
let's go back to that one. But the other word that Demetria uses, and I'd like for her to expand on, is integrate. Integration. Can you talk about that and tell us what that means to you in this this scenario and how we can make it applicable to our daily routines?
Well, when you integrate, I mean, I think of it like putting Lego pieces together. It's about putting all those different pieces together so that they can either fit, whether it's Legos or a puzzle, right? There's an ultimate picture that you're trying to build or something that you're trying to create. Right. So you have to put all those pieces together. That's what, to me, the integration is all about. Wherever, to your point, wherever there is a gap, so whether it's a personal, spiritual, emotional gap, you have to fill those gaps.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get those gaps filled and work on and being honest. So we talked about being honest and recognizing those gaps so that you can get the support that you need in order to fill those gaps.
I think we have a caller that's calling in. Thank you so much for calling the Fit for Life radio broadcast. Please talk to us.
Good morning. I'm just thankful for your show and the information that you are actually expressing about how to be an entrepreneur and wear all these different hats. I've been very inspired to hear what you've all had to say, and I encourage you to continue. And I like the idea about how young people can hear this, because they too can realize how they can juggle more than one task and still accomplish much.
So we're talking about life work balance. Do you have a question for our wonderful panel?
I would. How would you balance, and this may not be geared toward youth per se, but balance home, your business, and your purpose?
How do you balance home, your business? And that's kind of what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
But that's a real question, because, again, I go back and I always look at families. When I see scenarios, I don't see numbers, I see families. And so you have those different scenarios where you may have that single mother who has a few kids, who has an idea for a business, but maybe have not figured out their whole harmony segment. How do you do that? How do you balance all of those factors?
Before Demetria jumps in, my question would be to everyone, including the caller, is your business aligned with your purpose at all?
Wow. That's, I don't know if the caller is still on the line. Are you still there?
I am now. We lost connection, and so I somewhat missed.
The question that Ms. Lena had was, is your business that you may be thinking about connected and aligned with your purpose currently?
It is connected to the purpose currently, but juggling when you're a single mom and have several children with their own aspirations, how to balance the time is sometimes challenging.
So one of the first things, hats off to you. I'm in the same situation. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter. I'm all of those things. I have kids that have their own activities.
You were let go of a business,
yes,
and then you decided, instead of going back into the corporate field, to start your own.
So yes, absolutely. That is definitely a part of my journey, a part of my story. I was laid off with 200 of my other friends, and I knew that this was what my life's work was supposed to be, and this was the part of my job that I enjoyed the most, when I actually was having coaching conversations with the people who worked under me. And so I went all in. And so, but again, we talked about planning. So you have to plan it all out. And also, as we're parenting, we have to be building capacity within our children. Mm. Our children can take ownership as well of themselves, even at early ages. There are things that they can do to help support, because when you're trying to do, I tell people this all the time. So the question was, can you have it all? Yes. Mm. You can have it all. You can't do it all. You cannot do it all. It doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter who you are. You cannot do everything. So it's having the support system. So, you know, and my mom put in here about my book. So yes, I have my book, Pearls for the Journey. And one of the pearls in Pearls for the Journey is talking about who's on your team. Mm. You have to have a team that is going to help you through this. And so my kids, I have real honest conversations with my kids about, okay, they're of an age now, 12 and soon to be 16 this week. You plan it, you put it on the calendar, you send me a calendar invite, because if it don't land on my calendar, it's not gonna happen. Right? So they have to learn to take some responsibilities for themselves and their time and where they have to be. And then if I have to call in the troops, the folks on my team, say, hey, I have to be here and I need you to take them there, because my husband travels for work too. So sometimes he's not here. Right? And so that's just real life, but it is all about planning. So yesterday I sat down with them again, you know, because you have to remind them. But listen, is everything that I need to do these next couple weeks on the calendar, because your dad's going to be traveling, it's going to be you and me. So I have to plan out. I already took my stuff down to defrost. It's got to cook. Crock pots are your friends.
So it's developing a plan.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's all about developing a plan.
So the other thing that I would say too is two things. One, no is not a bad word, because I used to think
absolutely
it was.
Not.
even for family, for friends, across the board.
That's good.
No. No, I cannot do that. No. My cape is in the closet this week. I cannot. I can't do it. And then the other thing is again, getting very clear on that purpose. That's why I asked, did your purpose coincide with your business? Because that will also overlap and integrate some of the of what you have to do. But getting really clear on your purpose so that anything that you're doing is also, you have a reference point and you can say no and understand why you're mm-hmm. saying no.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Awesome information. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, and we're so excited to have the amazing callers on the line. So we have about 10 minutes. I want to just wrap this up. And first of all, we want to do a proper shout out of your book, yes. Pearls. Go ahead and you can show it to the Facebook family.
Yeah, let me show it to you guys here on Facebook. It's called Pearls for the Journey, A Guide to a More Fulfilling Life. And basically the pearls, you know, I believe in wearing pearls on a regular basis. But the thing about the pearls is that they're pearls of wisdom, the things that if you do these things on a consistent basis, you will have a more fulfilling life. It's not the big things. So we get caught up in the big things, yeah. like the big hits. It's the small things that you do on a consistent basis that lead to big outcomes and big success. Mm. So if you follow the pearls and if you know, implement them in your life. So yeah, the work-life balance myth is one of them. Also, your health is your wealth. And let's talk about your wealth is your wealth. What are you doing with your money? How are you investing and doing that? Those are some of the pearls that you'll find here. And you can find it at www.pearlsforthejourney.com.
Awesome, awesome.
And so for that question about financially budgeting, this is almost like having a coach in a book. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a start to for some coaching sessions so that you can get to know Demetria and her style and start planning. Yeah. You know,
I think the biggest thing that I got from what you just said was that you can have it all, but you can't do it all.
You can't do it all.
You have to be able to be able to balance. So if we have a Facebook Live question, we only have a few moments, but we're going to be back on another segment. So the question is, looking at Serena Williams as she publicly sharing her work-life balance challenge as a new mother and professional tennis player, what advice would you give her? A very common challenge for working moms.
Ooh, so I remember being there. And the number one thing I would say is, no matter what you do, you're going to feel guilty. So as a mom, just accept that and start. If that's your starting point, that relieves some of the pressure, because we're trying to do it. We're trying to work. We're trying to get back in shape. But I want to be with my baby, and I want to do this with my baby. I want to see this. It is a struggle that no matter what, when I stayed at home, I felt guilty. Like, was I doing enough to contribute to my household? What type of example did I want to be to my children, especially my daughter, about being able to work and take care for yourself and contribute to this unit that we call a family? Mm-hmm. Then when I went back to work, okay, I'm going all the time. Okay, I'm missing this and I want to see this. But again, it is about having that team. When we moved here, we moved here for a job promotion for me, and my mom came. I would fly my mom in from Louisiana to help me raise my daughter while I and my husband pursued our career. And we were in a position to do that. She was in a position to do that, that they made sacrifices for me. So shout out, Mom. I know you're listening and watching. But you have to have a team. You can't do it. And that's one of the pearls in here. Who is in your village? And so I would say to Serena, the first thing is, listen, sister, you are the powerhouse. You are it. Okay. However, you still need a strong village around you to make things happen.
That's phenomenal. So again, you can have it all.
You just can't do it all.
You can't do it all. There is no workplace balance. That's a myth. But there can be a cohesion and a harmony in making sure that you have integrated the things in your life that you need to integrate. And so if you had any lesson moments, we have about 5 more minutes left. If you have any lasting words for the audience as it relates to getting connected, obviously the big thing is to get connected with you. And so to make sure that but there was a question to answer, and you may just be in a situation where they cannot afford that at this time. That may not be the life that they're afforded to right now. What advice would you give to someone who's trying to start a business or trying to manage a family, and they just need to start this journey of harmony?
Well, they need to sign up for Hustle Smart.
Yeah, they can sign up for our Hustle Smart. They can do a laser coaching session. But the first thing that you can do is spend some time with yourself getting clear. That's the number one thing you can do. Get some time getting clear. Write down the things that are important to important to you and the why you are pursuing this. And then know that sometimes you have to go slow in order to go fast, right? So when you're training to run a marathon, you don't go run 26 out the gate. You start by running one at a time.
Right.
So you go slow in order to go fast. So put your plan in place and then give yourself a window. So for me, when I started this business, I was like, I know that small businesses is 3 to 5 years. Right. It takes 3 to 5 years before you are at a place where you are sustainable, scalable, and have a solid economic foundation. So I'm still within that window and know that everything that I'm doing, every That's choice good. And decision I'm making is with that time frame. That's now, good. Some people, the thing is, they just want to hit right now.
Right.
They want to hit right now. Right. See, you want to hit right now because you think Cardi B hit right now. But what Cardi was putting in some work for a while.
Nicki, all of them.
Oh, everybody. You people are putting in work that you don't
they
see.
They weren't just hitting each other.
But just because you don't see the work somebody's putting in That's don't good. Mean that they're not putting in That's work. Good. And I remember my pastor back in Austin, Texas said this, you know, he just talked about some of us. I was younger back in those days. You know, young people, young couples, they see other couples like, oh, well, I want this. I want this type of house. I want this type of car. I want this. Well, you don't know how long those people have been married and the struggles and the things that they have already put in and invested in. They done put in some time to make it happen. Well, and any business owner out there, if you see they got success, nice car, this, that, you don't know what sacrifices
You'd
they have put
no
in.
Idea. You have no
You
idea.
Don't know.
You somebody, have no
somebody
idea.
Somebody say you want the glory but don't know the story.
So,
amen. Yeah.
And you have to have resources around you. So just like that Demetria gives me inspiration, we work back and forth because of my background as an entrepreneur. So we were able to have open conversations. You have to have people who will have open conversations.
Be honest, yeah.
And help you work through things and are on your side, on your team, on your tribe. You have to identify who those people are or else it's not going to work.
Yeah. And I just talked to one of my friends this morning, entrepreneur. She's having like, oh my gosh, whatever moments. And I was like, listen, take a pause. Just take that pause. And we gonna talk to her. I say, you know what? We're going to start our own mastermind because we need to go back and forth. You have to. There are mastermind groups. There's one-on-one coaching. There's so many ways that you can get the support that you need in order to be successful.
We have our last caller of the radio show today. Thank you so much for calling in. Talk to us.
Good morning. This is Yvette Best calling in. And I think I expressed some of the same sentiments that, you know, kind of have been talked about so far. And my question is around the opportunity for networking to expand one's individual capabilities when a lot of the organizations are only looking to big companies to do their consulting versus individuals.
Yeah, so like they say, your network is your net worth, right? So networking is really critical and important. And one of the things, so this is one of the things that I learned from Lena. You really have to identify, again, back to your purpose, back to your why, back to what you're trying to do with your business, and then identify what networks you need to get in. Because every networking event, every networking That's organization, good. Every networking opportunity may not be your networking opportunity.
And strategic alliances.
Yeah, so the networking strategic alliances, there may be some person you can partner with in order to get in front of that larger corporation. So identifying
can
who
I
those
say
networks
this too?
Are, who those strategic alliances are, and go ahead.
So I just want to say very quickly from the other side, because we work with very large primes for the family business, and a lot of times larger companies are hesitant to work with consultants because they've worked with them before and they have had bad experiences because they've overpromised, underdelivered, their businesses cannot scale. And so you really have to take a look at yourself as an entrepreneur and a business owner to make sure that you are prepared. So if you get a seat at the table, if you get that opportunity, that you can see it through, because that's where you see the pushback a lot of times with smaller businesses, the fear.
And then also you got to give something to get something.
This
so
has
what
been,
are you willing to give in order to get that big opportunity.
This has been an amazing, amazing segment. We never have enough time on this show. This has been the Fit for Life radio broadcast on 98.5 FM The Wire. Thank you for all of you all that listened in and called in. We had such a great time. Make sure you tune in next week on at Monday at 10 a.m. to the Fit for Life radio broadcast right here on 98.5 FM The Wire. We're so thankful to have my co-host, Ms. Lena Graham Morris, who's going to be back with us on the second Monday, and the amazing, the lovely Demetria Hill Sloan. Make sure you go and visit her website at
VantagePointCoach.com and PearlsForTheJourney.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.